Good morning, everybody. Right, I've been asked to do the prompt to prayer this week. So I'm going to base that on the book of Ezekiel, which is a collection of 52 oracles. As a whole, the book of Ezekiel consists of warnings and calamities, followed by promises of restoration. So I've opted to go for chapter 34. As a bit of background, well, from where I've got to that, is I've had a lot of difficulty in trying to decide what to do this week. I had actually done a talk based on the Kingdom of Heaven, but I've decided against that. We have been doing some studies on Hebrews, which is a letter to Jewish Christians who are looking to turn back to Judaism or make Christianity more Jewish-like in order to deflect persecution from their fellow Jews. So for some reason, I've been drawn to Ezekiel chapter 34, which is entitled Shepherds and Sheep. It seems to me that many Christian shepherds are altering their message to either make it supposedly more acceptable or less offensive to modern day culture. So in some ways they're doing much the same thing as those being written to in the letter of Hebrews. So I won't read out the whole of chapter 34 as it's too long, but I've basically picked out some verses to give you a flavour of what the message is about. So it says, "The word of the Lord came to me, a prophecy against the shepherds of Israel. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Woe to the shepherds of Israel who only take care of themselves. Should not the shepherds take care of the flock? You have not strengthened the weak or healed the sick or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays or searched for the lost. My sheep wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. They were scattered over the whole earth and no one searched or looked for them. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I myself will search for my sheep and look after them as the shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them. So will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they are scattered on the day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I myself will tend my sheep and make them lie down, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak. I will judge between one sheep and another and between the rams and the goats. I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. He will tend them and be their shepherd. I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will make a covenant of peace with them and rid the land of wild beasts, so that they may live in the desert and sleep in the forest in safety. The trees of the field will yield their fruits and the ground will yield its crops. The people will be secure in their land. They will know that I am the Lord when I break the bars of their yoke and rescue them from the hands of those who enslave them. This passage just covers huge amounts. It starts off with a warning to the shepherds of Israel. And as I mentioned above, there are many people who are teaching false things. They are not looking after their sheep. They are not strengthening the weak or healing the sick, and are not searching for the lost. But we must be careful that we do the things that please God. We must be like children who want to please their parents rather than doing things out of fear or a sense of duty. Surely God wants us to be holy and to search for the lost. There is a section where the Lord says, I will look for my sheep. I will rescue them from places where they are scattered on the day of clouds and darkness. It seems that days are getting darker and cloudier by the day. Then it goes on to say that I will bring them into their own land. Surely this is the kingdom of heaven. I can't seem to get away from this at the moment. Through all the turmoil this life brings, we can be assured that there is a stronghold for us, one that will not be shaken, and one that will always stand, and one where we belong. Then there is a mention of David. The reference does not mean the ancient King of David will be literally resurrected and set up as ruler. This refers to the coming ruler who will have exemplary attitudes of David, someone in whom the Lord delights and who triumphs over the enemies of Israel. This is our Lord Jesus, who triumphs over sin and death. Then finally, there is talk of a new covenant. So even in the Old Testament, the new covenant of grace was being pointed at the future, or in the future. So this is a prompt to prayer. What can we pray for from this passage? Lord, we pray for good and loyal preachers of your word. Strengthen them, give them knowledge of you and grace to speak of you. We also pray for those who give false message. We pray that you will show them the error of their ways and that they would either repent and come back to you, or if not, that they will be stopped from false teaching. We pray that people who are lost will be drawn to the Lord Jesus, and those that are saved will be strengthened. Times always seem to be bad, but these days seem to be particularly bad times. Please strengthen us during this time, but also see it as an opportunity, a time when you are nudging people back to you. We thank you that our lives are built on a solid foundation, that we have a stronghold. We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. We thank you for that assurance. We thank you for scripture that even the Old Testament points forward to the new covenant. I thank you for our Lord Jesus, who makes all things possible and gives us victory over sin and death. In Jesus' name, amen. We've also picked out a song and video for you, which is really good. And it is The Lord of My Salvation. So I hope you'll pick that link up afterwards. So I hope everybody is well. I hope everyone is growing in the Lord. And see you soon. Bye.